Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
So we welcome in the third member of our crew and say hello to Laura.
Hi, Kevin. Very safely, Kevin Byard called this a pivotal juncture, saying at the start of the season, you find out what you're good at, you see what you can be, but then adversity hits and you find out who you really are. He said these past few weeks have been very adverse outside and inside the building, but this is the intersection, saying November football defines you. You're either getting better or worse. There is no staying the same. So who are the Bears? Said Byard, we're about to find out very, very soon.
Incredible work by one of the best sideline reporters in the business, Laura Oakman.
Who are they? In November, you can't hide. You're either getting better or worse. We're about to find out. And we did. 2 weeks in a row, man. It's clear, Lawrence. The Bears were supposed to be on, like, the higher end of the second tier. That's what this season was supposed to be. They are clearly on the higher end of the very lowest tier, if anything. They're right down there with the worst. I mean, the Patriots were the team that was dead last in the league in so many things, and were going to be the number one overall pick, and the Bears got embarrassed by them at home yesterday.
Haw was discussing on the post game yesterday, he's like, was this a pretty decent team losing to a bad team, or a bad team losing to a bad team?
I think we have to say at this point it was a bad team losing to a bad team. Like, we're not on the inside of some of these other teams that we see once in a while, so we're so on the inside we can mitigate it with, oh, it was this, but now it's this, and it's because of this, or whatever. But if you're just on the outside looking in, if you're here at Circa and you're deciding where to put Bears-Patriots, you're like, oh, that game? Screw those two teams. You put them dead last in terms of the priority over there on Football Orgy on the 180-foot screen, and they don't even deserve that. You could have taken them off that thing, and nobody would have complained yesterday.
Well, we did catch, you know, we got some Byard talking about all sorts of stuff there from Laura Oakman, and then we get Byard talking about his belief in the coaching staff.
So the guys in this locker room still believe in this coaching staff?
I'm not going to go there. At the end of the day, we got to play better, and we got to win.
I'm not going to go there. It's just not.
It wasn't a resounding yes. We totally believe in our coaches. They're going to figure a way out of this, and we're going to work hard to get through it. It's just there's so many signs, man. This is why, like a couple weeks ago, I was saying to you, you know, this feels familiar.
Yeah, you did. And you said, like, I've seen this before. And you're right, man. When all that talk was happening, like, there were a lot of us who were like, this is great. This is a good sign. They need to say it because the coaches need to be coached up. And the players are saying, this is how you communicate, guys. Come with us. And you were like, man, this is a lot. I've seen this turn real bad before.
I was really hoping that it wouldn't. I was hoping that it would be the thing that would be fun to see. And that's communication on multiple levels and a team working through stuff in an era now where communication has changed. The way that younger people respond to communication, how they engage in communication is different. So I was hoping that's what we were seeing. That we were seeing young people taking the initiative. And I hope that at the end of the year, we don't look back and go, oh, it's exactly what we feared it would be. Players complaining to the media when they should be taking care of business in-house.
I think they had gone in-house. And because every time we asked them, they said, oh, yeah, we've said this. you know, we'll talk to Jalen in a few minutes. Jalen said, yeah, everything that I said, I have said to them. And we did have evidence of them bringing problems to the coaches. And the coaches saying, we like our communication. It's good that we get told stuff. They just, you know, it just, there was even more that they had to get to. We were struck by the way Mercedes Lewis sounded last week. He sounded defeated, you know?
Sounded down bad.
He sounded bad, and that's an OG who was brought in here to lead and lead by example, but also verbally. So your girl Laura Oakman did some work talking about Mercedes as well, right?
So a 3-0 lead for the Patriots. The Bears back on the field, and Laura, Mercedes Lewis in his 19th year with some words earlier.
He's a very intentional leader. He's learned that at 40 years old. He speaks when he thinks it's important. He thought it was important this week. He told the team, all that Johnny mess around, it's over. We have a good team, a great roster. He said, don't be Superman. Just do your job. Be where you're supposed to be. Do what you're supposed to do, and we will take care of this game. That's the message as this offense takes the field again.
Oh, my God.
So is Johnny Messaround related to Johnny Allstaff?
That's a good question. I think Johnny Messaround is a sanitized way to say Johnny F around.
Oh, because, and find out?
Because my wife's dad used to call her and her sister, yeah, you guys better act right. I don't want to see any of this Johnny F around. He would say the whole thing. And so she started doing that with Ruben when we were on a vacation a couple years ago. Hey, Johnny, don't be Johnny. And Rude leaned into it. He'd be like, I'm Johnny. Like, he'd enjoy it. So it's Johnny F around. But Johnny Mess around is the sanitized foxified version. And if Mercedes saying guys have been doing that, throw it on the pile, baby.
Yeah, it's another thing for us to wonder if they're getting Johnny Mess around. I don't know if I had never heard the other
Johnny F around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something I can add now to my own personal lexicon.
Yes, you can. You see a little kid or you see somebody just like not helping it. By the way, a texter asked if I'm still making the bet on the Packers. We should get to that later on in the hour. There's some new information.
Oh, yeah. Is there?
I'm not ready.
Some new information?
I'm not ready to announce the information. I need to think about it a little bit more. Monday's a long day.
Sure.
I'm not ready to talk about
Maybe
it.
Maybe on Wednesday you'll be ready to talk about it?
Or later today. I don't know.
It is a long day.
I got to work on internal communication on this, and I need to figure out what responsibilities
get
are going to change.
Get Ted Cruz in here. He can help you out.
That's a great suggestion, as a matter of fact.
He can craft a message for you.
Yeah, feel free to ask me again at tomorrow's press conference.
Okay, right? No problem. We will do that. But we will talk with Jalen Johnson. Find out what Jalen thinks about all of this. There's still a lot of season left. How do the Bears rally? We'll talk with Jalen about that and more next. Spiegel and Holmes at Circa on the Score.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.